You got 15 seconds left.
All right, are you ready? All right, let's call this board of directors meeting to order. Would everybody please stand and pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, guys. And just to let everybody know, this meeting is being recorded. And roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Here.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Chief, were there any public comments received by phone, mail, or email?
No.
Thank you, sir. Let's move down to board minutes 211 of 2026.
Oh, wait, I need those.
Any review or discussion on them? Hearing any, I'm looking for a motion to approve the board minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
It'd be Jerry.
He didn't get it, Nancy.
Stan and Jerry.
That's all right.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, move it down to financials. Has the secretary treasurer reviewed the banking reconciliations?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, Nancy. Moving down to the financial report. Any review or discussion on the financial report? Chief, do you have anything?
66.6% of the budget year's done. Income-wise, we're 103.1% of what was predicted. Going out costs, page 3, medical costs, we were high last month. That's volunteers because we've got such an influx of them. The office administrators are a little high because Crean got a payout when she left. All her vacation stuff came out of that line item.
Correct.
All staff salaries were at 64.5%, so we're about 2% lower. The other personnel costs, the HRA VEBA, because that's 97, but that's been paid out for the year. So all personnel services, 64%. Page 5, anything over, I look at anything that's over that 66%. So the audit was completed, that's why that's high. Dues and subscriptions, because all of our, basically all of our memberships were paid. SDAO membership just got paid, things like that. So that's all done for the year. Bank charges, that's been an ongoing because of the new charges. So we'll have that corralled next year. Office supplies, just because we bought some stuff to make us through the end of the year. Miscellaneous expenses, again, that's kind of in an office supply category too. Then you go down to page 7. So building maintenance and repairs, we're pretty well high on everything. And then of course we still have the training tower roof that's going to be repaired for $11,000. And then like I mentioned before the meeting, all the bay heaters at station 16 are out right now. Cushman was in there today. His maintenance guy was in there looking at the problems for that. So don't know what that's going to cost to get fixed. But we've already spent 90% of our budget on that. Page 9, apparatus and fuel. You know, fuel costs have gone up. It's kind of spiked. I was taking a good look at stuff today. It's kind of, so the delivery out at Otis of gas and diesel, we're paying $5.30 a gallon for about both of those out there, for the delivery out there. And I don't know, and I looked back a couple months ago, and that spiked up almost $1.50 and $2 for the diesel and $1.50 for the regular fuel, for the delivery out there. Mm. So we're not saving any money by getting it bulk stored out there for any reason. So, but everything else across the board has gone up too. So,
does that get used a lot, or do we try to use it?
We get about, every time they go out there, they drop about 50 to 80 gallons in each one of those tanks. So it does get used.
That's Otis and
Rose, obviously all the vehicles out there. I know Bob fills up out there. I try and go out there, you know, once in a while. I know when the engine runs calls out there, they go and get it. But, so that, and that was the bill that we just got, what, two days ago, three days ago from Carson? It was that much, so. Equipment repairs, maintenance, page 9, 92%, but we've had most of our stuff done for the year. Page 10, CERT program, we've paid them all out for the year. But overall, material and services, 55, just about 60%, or 56% for the year, so we're under overall budget. And then page 11 shows total public safety expenditures for the year. We're at 45.6% and 65% of the budget year, so we're doing well, other than there'll be a significant chunk that comes out this week when the bills go out, because that third payment for the ladder truck, almost $600,000, gets paid out on Friday, along with the other stuff. This is probably a thick week, isn't it? So that's all I got. Any questions?
Anybody have any questions?
Nope. Not really.
Looking for a motion to approve the monthly financial report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beattie?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, moving down to budget, this is a reminder that our meeting is scheduled for April 15th at 4 o'clock. So, sure, remind everybody, but there'll be one more chance that we can remind everybody again.
When will we get copies of the budget?
You'll have them the week before, so I'll get them out at the board meeting, which is the week before.
Okay.
To all you guys. You'll have a good week to look at them. And we're bumping along. I mean, I've got all the preliminary numbers in there. There's some other questions and things, so the budget requests haven't been submitted to me yet for me to go through and start adding those numbers in. And then I have a couple questions later on we'll talk about when we get to my chief's report on some things. So.
Okay.
I sent out a save the date to all budget committee members last week. I
think
it was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just to remind people of date and time.
Probably need to do that again before, but yeah, thank you. New business. Let's see, review and approval of the SEL 803 form.
So this is the second form we have to send in for our notice to have our ballot measure on there. The 805 was the first one that gave us the ballot number and gave it a ballot title. This is the follow-up to that. And so basically the 803 form, which is all the information we had on the 805, but then we attach our explanatory statement that goes in the voter's pamphlet. And so that's the statement, and I'm looking to get any, I mean, I can change anything you guys see on there that you like, want to add. We're limited to 500 words. I think I'm at 494 words. So if you add something, you got to subtract something.
Personally, I thought it looked good, so
yeah.
I don't know what everybody else's opinion is, but
looks good.
Nancy, did you have anything on that?
Yeah, it looked good.
Okay, all right. So looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beattie?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, I'll get that sent in. In fact, she sent me an email Monday asking if we were going to have it, and I said we had to wait till Wednesday, and she's like, okay, because they're trying to get the voter's pamphlet all squared away. So.
Thank you for doing that. It looked good, so appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Moving down to item number 2. Review and approve the MOU between the district and IAFF Local 5169, Daylight Savings Time Payroll Clarification.
So this came up, the union president and I had a discussion because some people were on days that they were working daylight savings and it was an additional hour. They were putting an hour of overtime on their payroll, on their timesheets, and then I guess the other day they should have taken an hour off, but I didn't see anybody do that. Actually, we haven't got those yet. Anyway, he looked at several agreements that are contracts that are in place, and most everybody says, you know, it's a wash. We're not going to do an hour here and then subtract an hour there and try and figure that out. So the union brought forth this MOU that reflects that. I'm in agreement with it, but the contract is with the district, so that's up to you guys to look at, and if you agree with it, then you sign.
Okay. Does anybody have anything on that, or are you guys good with it?
I'm good with it.
Okay. Looking for a motion to approve. Item number two.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, moving down to item three, review and approve an MOU between the district and Local 5169, amendment of Article 13.7, unscheduled overtime procedure.
So we've had this issue doing overtime, especially when it comes back to putting mandatory people in play, and it's just been a contentious thing. Some people like to follow it and some don't, so we needed some clarification. This is all on the, I mean, when the contract came out, the union, I said, whatever you guys want. You want six people here, you got to fill the seats, you tell me how to do it. So they put it all out there. We just think, okay, that's how you're going to do it. Well, apparently nobody is on the same page with that. So the union president came forth with this MOU to change one of the lines in there on how that's given out, and this is, if we agree to this, we'll start this right away, but hopefully it clarifies and gets people in the seats like they're supposed to do. So.
Yep. Any further discussion on that, or do we have any concerns, or? Nancy, you good with it?
I'm good.
Okay. Looking for a motion to approve.
Awesome.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, moving down to item four. Review and approve the new policy 6.5 on donations.
This came up when, basically when we had the large donation from Morris Excavation for the in-kind donation that he gave us for improvements, and how that's supposed to be handled. The auditors said, you guys need to have a policy on that, especially when it comes up this big. They sent me the IRS rules on that, and so I put together this policy. Basically, it breaks it down to, not so loud anymore. Bob put that thing in. Dang it. So that it standardizes our practice for accepting donations and how we do them. So we got three types of donations. They can come in and hand us cash or a check, or it can be property. In other words, somebody donates a vehicle, equipment, or an acquired structure. And sometimes those acquired structures are taken as a tax write-off, or they can, you know, donate land to us, however they want to do it. So those are the three, are an in-kind donation, which is what Morris did. So we have to give a written acknowledgement to the donor. We have a form for that, and there's some specific things that the IRS said there had to be on there, which are what's listed under A, B, C, D, and E. And then how we record that in our financials, and how the three different kinds of how we record in financials those three different types of donations. And then all donations are detailed monthly in the financial report that you guys get. So, got any questions on that?
All right, looking for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please, Sarah.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item number five, resolution 2026-07. Has everybody had a chance to read that? I know we got a little late. Nancy, did you get a chance to read that?
Which one was that? Sorry.
Resolution 2026-07.
Title what? What's the title?
Appropriate reimbursement funds.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Everybody else? Okay. Any review or discussion on it?
That's for the awards banquet, the association reimbursement to us, and so we need to be able to put it in our checking account since we paid for everything up front.
Yep, correct. So I'm looking for a motion to approve.
So move.
How about a second?
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner? Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to read the union 5169 report? Okay, just make everybody aware of it and want to make sure you read it, or we can read it out loud, either way, but okay, if everybody's good with that, let's move down to committee and staff reports.
Safety committee reports, the first one listed there. If you have any questions about safety committee, Cody's here. He's the chairman of the safety committee, I believe. Any questions, Cody? Nope. All right. Next, we should have Chief Bickerdike's report in there. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, Chief Heights report for fire marshal report. Inspections, investigations, no investigations, all his plan review stuff. Any questions about that? Questions for Cody? No? Nope. All right. Chief Bickerdike's report in there, training hours. And he'll tell you, he'll want to tell you that his training hours aren't as accurate as they could be because a lot of guys didn't turn in training sheets for this last month. That's been corrected. So there is quite a few more training hours than are indicated there. Is that right, Dave?
There's quite a few more, but there's also way heavy on training hours because of the academy going on right now too.
If you can speak to the recruit academy that's going on, if you want, just fill these guys in.
Yeah. So recruit academy is going well. Attendance is fantastic. I've got one person that is missing some classes right now. I'm going to try and figure out what's going on there, but you can see the list of topics that we have covered thus far throughout the month of February. And we just keep on marching along. Classes two nights a week. Tonight, Chief Height is going to be addressing water supply with the recruits.
So, outside.
Outside, yeah. They're going to have a wet evening. So We're very fortunate to have this group of people. I don't know what necessarily brought this particular group of people to us, but they're performing well, they're engaged, they're excited, they're just smiles every day. It's very nice to be involved with them, and they're doing a great job. So
there's a lot of posts out on Facebook and things like that if you're inclined to look at those pictures and stuff. So we're making sure that the community sees what's going on here with these guys coming in.
That's great.
Any questions for Chief Bickerdike? Now my report.
We got it, Chief.
Okay. Ambulance transports dropped a bit, down to 3, which was good. You can see that we've, you know, collected quite a bit of money and for the year. And then there's about 40 transports in some sort of billing process. And I'm still trying to get rid of 2425. There's a balance of about $5,500 that's still out there that Tactical is working on figuring out how much of that we can still get. So notable money received, all that stuff's in there. You can see if you have any questions about that. building maintenance stuff. So drill tower roof replacement, again, that's at $12,000. Hasn't started yet because of the weather. The roof hatch is down in Eugene getting galvanized, and then they'll get the latch put on and get it painted and stuff, so that'll be ready to go. Brush 16, so at last month's report, it was out of service again. So now when it got taken in, found that the inside the fuel tank, there was a sock separation. It clogged the fuel pump, the fuel lines, filters, all that kind of stuff. Cost us $2,500 to get fixed. One of the new Pierce engines had to go to Cummins for some warranty repairs. It was throwing a lot of air codes on the dash.
Same one we've been having problems with? Or
no, it's a different one again. We've kind of hit each one. Station 12, so Director Drayton brought up the wanting to get a sign in the budget for next year. So I got an estimate back of the sign, so about $41,000. We would have to add on to that any electrical work. Obviously, there'd have to be electrical work, a solid circuit being run from the panel box out to there. And that would be the only permits needed. It's not, we don't need any permit for any structural permits. We don't need any permits from ODOT or anything like that. ODOT does have some rules on it. I think I talked about that last month. And then we may have to update our Wi-Fi to run the signal that goes out to the sign and changes that. So if you're still interested in doing that, I'll put it in the budget and see if we can pay for it.
Is that the same size as?
Same size, exactly the same as outside here. The exact same sign. And it's almost doubled in price from when we bought those.
That's crazy.
I'm looking for some direction on that. If you want me to continue to do it, we'll put it in there.
What's our go down?
Huh?
It's not gonna go down.
No? What's everybody's opinion on that?
Is it gonna be a budget item then, or?
It'll be in the budget under capital improvements, yes.
I think it would be helpful.
Okay.
I'd say it'd be nice to be on that side of it.
Will you be able to control it from here then?
Yep.
You would.
All three of them go into that. That's called Smart Hub, I think, is the program. So we put in what we want the sign to say, and all three signs say the same thing.
And this is just an estimate cost. It's not.
Actually, I'm sorry. Not you can designate each sign to say different, but we have them right now, so if they say the same thing, it's easier to do.
Is it?
That's the proposal I got from Forest Sign. Yes. And I told him it wouldn't be until after July, and if there was going to be any price increases, hopefully that's reflected. And he says, I can't guarantee that. Their proposal was good for 30 days. That's printed on there.
And have you looked from other suppliers on those signs at all? Or
No, I haven't really.
Because I don't know whether there'd be other people would be capable of
Putting something together.
Yeah.
When we went out for these two signs that we put in, mm-hmm. we did look at several. Salem Sign put in an outrageous bid for them mm-hmm. to come over. It was, you know, like almost $80,000 per sign.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, we did look at a couple of proposals before. Mm-hmm. Forest was the one that came with the best one. And it also, there were a couple of places here in town that have that, because not only were we looking for the cost, but we want something that the weather's not going to kill after a few years. And so they had a very good warranty with theirs, and the other people that had those signs said they didn't have a problem with them.
Okay.
And so the one at the community center is one of their signs too.
Okay.
Have we had any issues with the ones that we've had right now, or
other than when the power goes out and you have to turn them off and reset it so the Wi-Fi connects?
That's only this one here.
Mm-hmm. So when the power goes out, does it go on generator?
The sign would, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the
okay,
Wi-Fi doesn't, so we have to reset it. And as Cody said, it's only this station that does that, so.
Okay. So what would you be putting in the budget? Because I would imagine the price is going to change the way everything is.
Well, sure. You know what, and
so because how do we guess what the electrical is going to cost? And
I guessed it probably because he's going to have to go from the and it takes two circuits, and it's going to have to go from the panel box inside up out down. He'll just probably run conduit down outside the building and then run it in the dirt underneath. I'm guessing with, you know, probably Ken Brown doing it, $2,000, $2,500 for that work. There'll have to be some landscaping stuff if you want to make sure that there's 10% contingency in case prices go up on things. You know, I would put it in there for $50,000.
That's what I was thinking about that.
Okay.
Is everybody in consensus or him, the chief, to go move forward with that, put it on the budget, and see where we
yeah.
land?
Carry
on. Okay.
I think so too. It'd be nice to have it on Otis and areas so people see what's going on. And
sure. That's Jerry, cool. Are you good with it?
That's what.
I don't have a problem. I just had some questions as all
sure.
whether or not there's going to be other bidders on it or not.
Yeah, and it falls below that threshold now that you have to. So the state raised everything up, and we've had bids on these other signs before, mm-hmm. so we kind of know where we're at with that. And again, you know,
do they put any kind of a warranty on those things too? Or?
Oh yeah, yep.
How year? Or?
Now what was it? 3 years on it, and then I think we get this. Is that Smart Hub? We haven't had to renew that subscription with mm-hmm. Smart Hub. Which is send the, it's web-based. We go in and type what you mm-hmm. want the sign to say, or put a picture of a cat or a dog on there or something like that.
Is the cabinet made out of stainless steel or?
No, it's
galvanized?
I don't think it's galvanized. I think it's powder coated and a majority of it is the plexiglass because of the lighting and it's the sign and stuff like that.
So you haven't had any?
We have not had any problems.
Deterioration
nope.
there?
No. Nope.
That's good, because...
Yeah, it's...
I know the Chamber of Commerce one there, it just got so bad it was falling off the pole.
Oh, yeah, well... The other part of that's kind of maintenance, too. I mean, you got to get out there and rinse it off and clean off the salt mm-hmm. there, except the ones in town here, so... Anyway. All right, I'll move forward, put it in the budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next part here, vehicle sales purchase. So we're gathering all the information together for the brush rig. So as to how much we've been spending on that thing. And so we can adequately put it up for sale, right? So in the past 3 years, with all the work we've done to it, and actually since September of 23, we put almost $23,000 worth into that
Jesus.
Brush rig.
Yep. One we ever had.
It's terrible.
Yep. So we've heard rumblings that it could go for as much as $40,000 is what people have said. So we'll just have to see when we get it out there. Like I said, it says here the new brush truck completion. It says early May. So they sent us an email that said mid May. You know, plan on coming out and then all that kind of stuff. The first payment for the ladder truck we've already talked about. Alarm responses there, so we're down year to year 7%, actually 8% overall, but 7% from February to February again. We just got an email from OSFM Analytics that shows the call volume by category that we had. It's like 8 pages long now. The reason it's 8 pages is they lumped December, January, and February together because those are the months that kind of didn't get done. So, and then she sent the email out with those attachments and said, by the way, I'm gone for a week, so if you want them changed, call me back in a week. But we'll get back to where you can see where those call categories are. High acuity incidents, they went up to Cape Kiwanda for some surfers that were caught out there. And the Coast Guard was there, so there was a lot of media to that, so I kind of put it as a high acuity one. And then we had a pretty decent car crash on Highway 18. Other than that, no major fires or anything that we've dealt with. IT issues, so we had to replace two computers here at this station. Security risks, so the good thing about FastTech is that they are constantly looking at our computers, and if they can't upgrade or they have problems, they notify us and said, hey, you've got these problems. So we had an issue that when the power changed, the computer wouldn't turn back on. We actually cleared it, and then he looked at the list and said, you need to replace these two computers. You've got some issues. So I immediately did that, and it all revolves around what they say are safety and security issues. And then we found out the one we replaced in the dispatch room wasn't the one that had the power issue, but it's still working. So next year's budget is gonna have three computers on it that need to be replaced. And that's again because they've been here for close to almost 5 years, 4 or 5 years. So your laptop computers were purchased in 2020. And so they've identified those as, hey, maybe we should replace these too. I haven't put those in the budget yet, so.
You probably should.
Okay. I will get that in the budget. So, and then I've got a new budget line item for IT repairs. So I put that together in there. Personnel hiring, again, one guy's still on probation. We have another employee who's enlisted in the National Guard and he's leaving for basic training in July. He's gonna be gone for 8 to 9 months. So we're going to hire a temporary part-time employee, a temporary full-time employee, I guess the category in civil service calls him temporary full-time for that 8 months. So we're gonna put that out. We're gonna get a firefighter EMT in here to handle that for 8 months because filling that position with overtime would not only hurt our budget, but we wouldn't get the guys that would wanna do that. There would be it would be a constant battle to get somebody to come in and fill those shifts.
Do we have any volunteers that would be interested?
It's gonna go out to everybody. I don't know that we have any volunteers that were, you know, we've got one who's in the EMT class who's got his firefighter. We've got one who's got his firefighter, doesn't have his EMT, right? So they need both. We'll see. And they have jobs, and this is only a temporary position.
So you can't get by with one EMT on an ambulance center?
We can, but our requirements for any of the guys working is that they have their EMT. EMT and their firefighter. That's in their job descriptions, they have to have that. So they'll make the same money as the full-time employees get, you know, but it's temporary. So if you're asking a volunteer, hey, go quit your job for 8 months and then hopefully get your job back. I don't know if that works. It'll go out to anybody that wants to apply. And then we have the two summertime positions that are in the budget to have. I did go through the process of the application through OSFM today for the summer grant. Our problem is it's prioritized to fire districts that have an operating budget of a tax income of $2 million or less. Ours is like $5.6 million. So we're not in that area to get it. However, if you don't apply for it and then they get all these departments and then they start picking off the ones that have more than $2 million, if we don't have our application in it, we're not gonna get it. So it was it wasn't that difficult to fill out. Mr. Wilkinson injured his shoulder off duty and it requires surgery. So he's gonna have to have his shoulder surgery redone again. So he is out for, I'm guessing probably 3 months, maybe four. And we placed him on a 40-hour light duty status. So he's in doing stuff for Cody, going out and picking up vehicles, just things like that. So keep him, we don't have to put him on light duty and then he would just basically start blowing all of his vacation and sick time, but we can utilize him. I mean, we're paying him one way or the other, right? You're either utilizing all the sick time and vacation time or you're here 40 hours a week and working. So I'd rather have him working. And then it keeps him out of trouble. 15 volunteers, first year training, two of them are water rescue only. We're now up to 29 active firefighters. And that includes support firefighters, and then we have four that are support only. Those are the chaplains and the one guy doing inspections. Cadets, you've already talked about. We've already talked about the academy. We have one new volunteer application that's moving forward. He's already a firefighter. Comes over from, he was in Cloverdale over there and by Sisters, and then he got his firefighter one over there, then moved over here. He's in Riley's EMT class. Riley kind of recruited him to get his application in, so he got that. He's in backgrounds right now. He'll actually be at drill again tonight. Seems like a pretty good kid. So we'll get him on in short order because he's already got certifications. It's pretty easy to move forward. I turned down two applications. We turned down two. We're not gonna bite into those guys. So.
We direct screen them, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And you too. So the NARIS report system is getting better. I think we're all figuring out the nuances of the program, but it's been challenging. Because of the elections, I sent out the ORS handbook to all employees on election activities by employees, what you can and cannot do, what you're allowed to do. So everybody's got that. And then there's a required posting at all of our fire stations. We're surplusing that generator mounted trailer that's been up at station 17 forever. It's an old T&D thing that they bought 30 some odd years ago. I don't know.
More than that, I think.
Did you ever figure out how old it is, Cody?
No, I can never figure out the date on it.
Looking on the internet and things like that, I mean, if we get $1,000 for that thing, we'll be lucky.
How big is it?
How many kW?
10?
Yeah.
12?
I don't think it's 12.
I'd have to look. I don't remember.
Electric start?
Yes. Yep.
But is it operable now? Or?
It is. And it's just been, it used to be the backup generator up there. So we had... when the power would go out, you would have to go up there and manually start the thing, and it would sit in the bay, and it had an exhaust pipe that went out the wall. Mm-hmm. So we got rid of that years ago and got the propane generator out back. It still sat up there. And I mean, I remember T&D, I think I was there when I joined 35 years ago. So it's just been sitting there and sitting there. Mm-hmm. So we're
going to, a long time.
Yeah, so we're going to surplus that out. Get rid of that thing. The hospital district funds, we purchased all the equipment with that. We're still waiting on one training aid to come in. Homeland Security grant, so that's been approved, but we're still waiting for the feds to fund that, and that'll get 40 tourniquets for CERT and then 10 ballistic helmets for our active threat protective equipment. So it was nice to see that it was approved. I got something from the county saying it was approved. I got something from the state saying it was approved. They basically sent out a list, and we were actually pretty high on the list. So as soon as the state Homeland Security gets the money from the federal government, then they'll disperse it out and we'll make those purchases. AFG
hey,
grant.
Rob?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry to interrupt, but I need a thank you note to go to the North Lincoln Hospital District, and there's a meeting Thursday I can take it to next week.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. I'll write that down and remind myself.
Okay.
You've reminded me several times I've let you down.
You're all right this time. Don't do it again.
All right. AFG grant, still no words on that because FEMA's kind of, well, they're shut down right now. So I don't know why that still hasn't been either said yes or no to. We're purchasing just about, we have all the equipment purchased for the volunteer fire VFC grant. We're still waiting on a couple things and then we'll get that reimbursement back. Budget requests are coming in. Cody's working on our mailer that's going out on April 16th or the week of the 16th, and it'll have a section in there that talks specifically about our ballot and the needs for that. And April 25th is the open house that's here at this station, and we're going to have all of the recruits that are going through the academy, right? That they'll be having a graduation ceremony that day. So be nice if you guys could be there.
I'll be there because I'm cooking.
You'll be flipping hot dogs or hamburgers?
Both, probably.
Both? All right.
Do we ever have... open house to discuss the levy if people want to come in and ask questions?
Well, they can come in and ask questions on this, and we'll gladly answer them while they're there. Remember last time when we failed the first time, and then the second time we put it out in November, Alan Lee and I did a Facebook Live type of thing where we answered questions to people.
Okay.
I'm not planning on doing that this time. We'll just see what goes on. If anybody has any questions, it'll say that on all the stuff that comes out that they can contact any board member. We'll have your phone numbers on there for them. Well, so there's a difference in what elected official can say and what I can say. And it's a significant difference. You guys can say, I want you to vote for this because I can give just basic information. I can't tell you vote yes or no. That's strictly forbidden. None of our people can do that while they're on duty or in uniform, volunteers included. There's very specific, that's why we sent out that handbook to everybody. So if you want to tell somebody vote yes for this, that's completely up to you guys.
Are we gonna have signs? Vote yes for the levy?
I don't know, I can't buy a sign. You want to buy some? The district cannot buy signs.
Yeah. So the union said that they are looking into that.
Yep, so the union's gonna put something in the voter's pamphlet. And if there's a group of people that want to get together and go buy signs, they can buy signs. The district cannot spend money on stuff like that. We can hand out information only.
And the mailer that's going out, we didn't have that last time, so this is.
Yes, we did.
I didn't think we did.
We did have a mailer last time, yep. Had the ballot number on it and then gave basic information as to advantages and disadvantages of what the, you know, if we get this, this is what we're doing. If we don't get it, this is what we're doing. So, yep.
Just get us some 8x10 posters of the fires, like Game Over, the one down tap, stuff like that. Let's get some good ones.
Okay. So the election, even though it's on here, it says the 18th, it's actually the 19th, a typo there. And I will not be at the May 13th board meeting. I'll be at the OFCA conference over in Central Oregon.
Ooh, party time.
Yeah. They moved it to Sun River this year, but I'm staying in my house in Tollgate and just driving. I'm not gonna.
Is that when I'm gonna come and get my car?
You gotta run a meeting.
All right.
You're gonna take a few board members with you?
You should.
Thank you, chief.
Yeah, any questions?
Anybody have any questions for the chief? All right, just another reminder that we are having an open house, which the chief said, for the board members, please come and attend. It's a lot of fun. You can help me cook hamburgers. How's that?
Is it on a Saturday, sir?
It is on a Saturday, April 25th.
We'll bring you a hot dog.
That'd be my last Northwest Natural event. Good to the order. Anybody have anything good to the order? Nancy, you have anything?
I'm good.
All right. Public comment. For non-agenda items, nope, I don't hear any. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beattie?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, guys.